down to Biscay. Yikes. 5 on the floor, ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing, you can check the score. Hustle hard, couple scars, wearing bubble frogs. Just like Buckley said, you in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing, got an all band. Y'all seen the block, stop with one hand. And Pat, we trust, it's power, have the guts. We're here to bring the heat, y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to 5 on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the 5 Reasons Sports Network.
Welcome to the latest episode of 5 on the Floor on the 5 Reasons Sports Network. Thanks for joining us on your favorite podcast app. We're now on Red Circle instead of Podbean, also Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and the 5 Reasons YouTube channel. Make sure you hit like and subscribe buttons. Also, check out 5ReasonSports.com. We do not have a paywall there. And the great sponsors of the 5 Reasons Sports Network. You can play the World Cup. A lot of people have been doing that, following our folks who've been making the picks over there. Go to Prize Picks, use the code 5FIVE. Get your deposit matched up to $100. And Prize Picks, again, it's not rollovers. They're literally giving you free money. It gets matched. Download it from the Google Play Store, the Apple App Store, or PrizePicks.com. Also, check out our betting sponsor. That's BetterEdge, BetterEdge.com. Use the code there, 5RSN. Peer-to-peer betting, like Prize Picks, it's legal in the state of Florida. They don't come like with a bag of money or money orders at your door. Trust me, some of the other ones do if they give you money at all. BetterEdge.com. Get the line you want. Use the code 5RSN for $20 to play. And now from Tropical Distillers in Alapata, Miami, tonight's episode. All right, welcome back to 5 on the Floor. Here's today's floor plan, appropriately enough, because we're at Tropical Distillers. We've got Alex Toledo. You can follow the Tropical. Like it. We've got Brady Hawk. You can follow him at Brady Hawk 305. And for Miami Heat beat, you can follow him at G Novice 103, Giancarlo Novice. Miami Heat lose to the Boston Celtics tonight up in Boston. Boston played a near perfect offensive game. Miami made several runs against them. Every single run fell short ultimately, but it was a loose ball that they didn't get to. The 50-50 balls they didn't get to tonight. Jason Tatum going nuts, scoring nearly 50 tonight. Miami had good balance with Bam playing with 5 fouls. Ultimately, you're giving a lot of minutes to Udonis Haslem in a game against the best team in the league. No disrespect to UD, but that wasn't what they anticipated this season. No Jimmy Butler tonight. I don't like to be the moral victory king here. That's Greg. Okay. and Greg is on hangover time tonight, which is actually airing on our channel. So make sure you check that out with everybody from BP. But I felt like this was a little bit of a moral victory tonight. You're playing against the best team in the league. They have been. They're historically good offensively, not just good. Historically good. Brady and I have talked about it with the drive and kick game and all the threes that they've got to. They shot 50% from three on extraordinarily high volume. And I'm talking about Boston. You had no Jimmy Butler in this game to slow the game down, get to the line. He had only 9 free throw attempts. They made all of them. Boston was basically perfect from the line. And you had chances in this game. Like, I know people will say this is a bad result. I don't feel the process was bad. And I don't feel like you're as far away as I did before the game started.
Yeah, I mean, look, the way that game started with that onslaught of Celtics threes, just insane offensive production, I thought it was another 5 Reasons to Watch Party curse where everybody leaves here depressed because the game is just like a blowout or something like that. And honestly, I'm just glad it was a great game until the last couple of minutes where the Heat just completely, I don't know if you want to call it running out of gas, but they lost their composure. They were playing very tight. I feel like they were executing really well. And they withstood those crazy runs, right? The one in the first quarter, with all the threes, and then in the second half, I believe there was another run. And just the fact that you're able to withstand that game on the road without Jimmy, you know, with this roster, knowing what it is and how bad their offense is when Jimmy is out on the floor. Like, honestly, I think it just matters that you were able to make it a close game. They could have won this game. That's the most frustrating part about it, is that if it wasn't for the defensive mistakes, if it wasn't for the off-ball mistakes, they honestly could have finished and won this game.
TG, when you look at things to take out, a couple of things from a personnel standpoint. The first thing is the Heat look for useful players during the course of the year. Like, a lot of the first 30 games, as long as you don't fall too far out, it's finding guys who may be able to help you later. The Haywood-Highsmith experiment has been extremely controversial on Twitter, right? That's a low-key way to put it. But it's like, this happens all the time with our exposure coach teams, where there's a guy who's playing, and everybody is pissed that the guy is playing. And then he has a game or two, and you're like, well, that's why the guy is playing. Like, I feel like this is the, and I know Duncan Robinson, we've run the whole cycle here. It's a big, you know, at this point, it's a drama. It's a dramedy. It's a whole thing. But, like, I feel like that was with Duncan. Like, he was giving Duncan minutes early on when Duncan came up. And then it was like, why is he playing this guy? And he kept saying this is the best shooter in the league, in the world. And then you started to see some of it the next year. So let me ask you this. What is more promising to you? The fact that they have found maybe a guy named Heisman who can plug a hole for that period of time? Or the fact that we see Bam attacking guys off the dribble and playing like this now, even though he didn't have his big numbers this game, this is now what, the third or fourth consecutive game that he's been impressive.
Ethan, I think those go hand in hand. So tonight, I thought Miami was killing the Celtics, which, you know, they were forcing help. Tyler got to the rim a ton, which I think is something that we all, like, look forward to, it, and I think that's a positive. So when guys are drawing, you know, they're helping off the table with Highsmith. They're not helping off Max. They're not helping off Tyler. They're not helping off Duncan. So the fact that Hayward Highsmith is able to get open, these are NBA players at the end of the day, and they're going to knock down. They get enough open looks, they're going to knock down. The fact that he gives you, we talked about it. When he gets a rebound, you feel it. He's jumping out of the gym. He plays really hard. He plays hard on defense. They got another. I mean, whether or not he's going to be a long-term NBA rotation player, but at least for this season, I don't think the minutes have been bad. I think that obviously you want Jimmy in that spot instead, but given their situation, I think that's encouraging. Bam attacking, I think, is a product of the shooting has improved early in the season. Even other than, really funny enough, other than Jimmy and Deadman,
right,
shooting was down entirely. Max has picked it up a bit. Gabe hit a couple shots tonight, which you're going to need from him. Duncan hit a big three. So you get a little more shooting. You get some more downhill pressure. Tyler was able to get downhill. Kyle got downhill a couple times and just has the streak. And that's what you need from this group to kind of get a little bit on offense. It's 121. Even. Not that the Celtics defense is what we're used to, but the fact that we worry that this team couldn't score. And at least they put a little bit of that to rest.
So let me ask you this, Brady. You could sum up this thing as being as simple as Boston's best player played at an extraordinary level, and Miami's best player, again, didn't play. He may play Friday. I've reported that this is an IT T-band problem. It's inflammation. It's soreness. They're trying to monitor it. They want to get his minutes down. I don't think they anticipated he would be out quite this long. Does not require surgery at this time. He could join the team on Friday. Jimmy Butler. Is it as simple as that? And is there, you see a number like this from Tatum, and you're like, okay, what could they have done? Right? Because I sort of feel like if Jimmy played, I know Jimmy always starts on Jaylen Brown, but I feel like there might have been a switch at some point where Jimmy got more looks against him. Maybe they got out of zone. Maybe they played more man to man. What could they have done defensively against Tatum?
I'll say first, it doesn't help. Like, there's the Tatum aspect, but there's also the aspect that they shot them. Incredible level from three in the field. Like, it wasn't just Tatum. Like, it was like the fact that Tatum had 49, and then they're also having that type of numbers on the kicks. So, schematically, what could they do? Like I said, for this game, they were going to have to try to match them offensively. There was no way this type of level of offense, and you don't have Jimmy Butler, you don't have certain guys, and you're basically forced to play with certain lineups where it's like Tyler and Duncan. And these certain lineups that you don't really want to get to, as much as we talk about the Udonis thing, like, there's still the element of him having to contain and drop against these high-level creators. So there's just so – like, I can't be mad at what we saw tonight, because I don't know what they could have done defensively. Like, I don't think it was like that it was all on them, because they did everything they could. They contested as much as they could. They did what they – whatever they've been doing in zone that's led to them being a top three defense over the last 2 weeks, they did against tonight. And obviously it's just that you're playing these type of players. But on the offensive end – they just basically took off on every run. They found a way to just kind of counter every Celtics run just by offense. So to your point, when you were talking about we kept having the offensive discussion, they kind of figured that out in a way where it wasn't one guy. I think it was seven guys in double figures. Like, there was different runs where they just kept getting to different actions with different guys. So the offense is promising. I think the defense is still worrisome, because it's not the fact that they couldn't stop them or that they were in zone. It's the fact that why are they in zone? They're in zone because they just – it's the personnel. Like, it's, they probably do go a little bit more to man if they have Jimmy and second of all, which I know it's a name we don't talk about a lot because we don't really expect much from Victor Oladipo. I think they go back to a lot more man-to-man and kind of switching and drop when they have Oladipo at the point of attack, or if they have Oladipo at the point of attack. So I just can't be mad about this type of performance. I thought it was pretty promising, like you said, that even though they lost, this is the type of game.
Yeah, I like that you mentioned some of the runs they went on, because I do think that it was different guys. Like we saw that Strus had a role. Vincent had a role. And we're seeing now again with Strus, Vincent, and Morgan, that you kind of know what to expect. Like Max is going to have some variance in his shooting, but I think all three guys have made progress in different areas this year. I think all three guys are more playable than they were last season. But because we have G here, we're going to switch to somebody else because I want to make sure that I give him equal time here. Kyle Lowry has been better lately. Like there's no other way around it. And even just watching him, it looks like the ridiculous number of minutes he's playing, which they did not want, which he did not want, okay, have actually gotten him into shape. No, I'm saying like he looks better to me. Right? No, it's free, but it's also, look, he's always going to be a quote unquote bad body type, okay? Like Mario Chalmers was a bad body type. Real quick. But like, but now it just looks like Kyle's a bad body type. It doesn't look like he's a beast, you know, and playing on the court. Like, and, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm getting at? Like, it looks like this has worked him into shape where the minutes have helped. He's got more of a sense of it. I thought he was good tonight. See, that's the whole thing. I'm sure Brady will break down the film, okay, and we'll take a look at what happened defensively, right? And it'll be worse than we're talking about now because they did give up 133 and there's a reason for all those open shots. But I also think that, like, I don't have a complaint about anybody who played tonight. Like, I thought Vincent was good. I thought Strus was good. I thought Bam was good. I thought Tyler was good.
Udonis was fine.
Udonis was fine. Highsmith was good. He fans may go this direction. They may say, well, everybody was good, and they lost anyway. And nobody was great. And nobody was great. Tatum was great. If Jimmy is great, does that turn the tide in this game?
Absolutely. To the Kyle thing, this is a bit of a deep cut. Reminds me of a tennis player, Stan Wawrinka. The longer he plays, the better he gets. And I think Kyle has pretty historically, the later you get into a season, we saw last season, right? After All-Star break, he was a different dude. And I think he's a bit of a locomotive. He starts off a little slow. Last year, he was shooting in the 20s from three. This year, that's not been a question. He's been around 35-37% pretty much all year. So to your point, I think the higher minute total, probably not great, but has gotten him into, I guess, a quicker basketball groove. I think he's getting downhill really well. I think the passing, I think we all know what he gives as a passer, as a creator. I think a lot of people ask, what is Gabe Vincent? What is Kyle better than Gabe Vincent? I think decision made, and I think we've seen the way that he gets tempo up, he gets him, the rebounding well, I think is important. So kind of all those elements that he gives, but yeah, Ethan, I mean, from him down to Udonis, I think that you can't ask for much more. They ran a lot of drop, which I do think Bam has historically struggled with. You know, they drop Horford really deep, and then the corner man kind of hedges in. That's what Boston does ever since the bubble, and it's worked pretty well against Bam. I thought Bam had a really good game in spite of that. You know, he was getting behind the defense a ton. He had some tough finishes, but that's what you're going to expect from him. And you need your guards to hit shots, and they did. Offense was not a problem today. They got production everywhere from offense, and the defense, as Brady said, kind of is what it is with their personnel. With Jimmy's back, you know, obviously Caleb not playing late minutes, he helps a lot at the point of attack as well. So I'm sure that if Jimmy comes back, and by the way, to win two games in a row on the road, like, that's tough. A team can go into your house and, you give a coach like Eric Spoelstra a lot of film and preparation time. I have a feeling that they're going to change a couple things defensively, and it's going to be interesting to see.
That's why I thought this was just such an important set for them. Because it is a mini playoff set early in the season against the best team in the league so far this season. So,
And a rival.
And so they will get a sense for that intensity. We saw that Tyler over the past couple of years has shrunk on the road in tough environments. He did not tonight. It looked like he was feeding off of it. I didn't think Max was bothered by it. I know people are going to say we're too positive after the double-digit loss tonight. It didn't feel like a double-digit loss. It felt like they hung in. They still got to get some of these games.
They needed 50 from Tate.
Right. Exactly. They need to take 50 from 10. All right, we're going to get to one thing I want to talk to while we have G here. I'm going to go to all three of these guys as some of the Heat pieces start to come back. Before I do, I want to mention our product code again is 5RSN. That's the number 5RSN. Use that code at manscaped.com for 20% off all your grooming products. That's the cologne, that's the razors, deodorant, and much more. They also give you lots of free stuff. Use the code 5RSN, number 5RSN, Manscaped at 20% off. And for all your premium CBD, go to therapistpreferred.com. Use the code 5RSN for 25% off the tincture, the sports cream, the gummies. They got a new sports cream there as well for recovery, for sleep. So 5RSN is the product code for Manscaped and for Therapist Preferred. And we want to thank our sponsor, Eric Rubenstein, for coming out here today as well. Check out ericrubenstein.com if you're looking for a personal injury attorney.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Let's project over a little bit, because it's clear that it's close. Jimmy is on the mend and on the way back. We'll see for how long. But Vic is also, okay? And I've been recording for a while. It was weeks, not months. They are basically holding him back. Okay? And again, this is more of a pain management issue. It's to the other leg, not the one that he injured the quad on. But we may see both of them together. The Heat have just been talking about being there. When you watch a game like tonight, plug Jimmy and Vic. How much different does this look with both? Where are they headed?
Well, look, we saw a preview of what that could look like in the conference finals. And obviously, there's some differences. We talk about Robert Williams playing tonight, how much of a difference that's made towards the loss of defense. I just think having Jimmy and Vic would have used a lot of play creation, right there, a lot of shot creation that they could have used tonight. And not that, you know, offense was necessarily the problem. You drop 124 points on the road against Boston, you know, which last season was being touted as the greatest defense of all time. Now they're the greatest offense of all time. Win a title first. No, seriously. I do think... No, not close enough. They were healthy. At least they were healthy in their final run. But no, seriously, Jimmy and Vic at the point of attack, just on defense in general, on offense, like I said, a lot of shot creation. Lot more rim pressure. It's the Heat, or it's just another season doing their thing in the bottom 10 in rim pressure. So, yeah, I guess a team like Boston, it's not like they allow a lot of rim attempts anyways, but absolutely could have used Jimmy and Oladipo in these games. I think Oladipo probably would have taken away whatever Vince Duncan played. Probably Hayward Highsmith doesn't play as much, you know, the different positions, but just trying to imagine who they take away the minutes from in a rotation. You know, Smoke doesn't mind playing small. I think those guys could have been helpful, but regardless, like, talk about how they could help on offense more. Like, with how much they were able to create on offense tonight, that's really, like, my biggest thing. You know, the way they were able to get stuff out of Tyler Van Pickerel, Kyle Van Pickerel, it's not surprising, but it was just nice to see. It's comforting when you see them get easy looks over and over. The offense, I think, you know, had a couple of times where it got a little stagnant. But, you know, they didn't get destroyed in any quarter. They didn't have a quarter where they got beaten by 25 or anything like that. I just think they kept it together all game and were able to execute on both ends. And it's just kind of not surprising for a Heat team who knows how to play with, you know, through adversity, especially in a game where they're expected to lose. They really turned it up. So, yeah, Jimmy and Vic would have helped. But honestly, they could have won tonight.
We talked a lot about the man. I think the Tyler is just as important. Another four game where he didn't have a triple-double tonight. It's close in both categories. There seems to be a comfort level that's developing. There was even like a moment of levity between the Lowry team, and I look for those, okay? Because
That has been kind of a weird connection at times. It just looks like it's not the best fit. But it looked like the two of them were kind of connecting. I just feel like them having to spam a million bam Tyler pick and rolls, and Tyler having to handle some of these situations without Jim. If this season turns around without him, okay, if they go on a run without him, the move obviously changed the trajectory potentially. I do think we'll look at this period and the fact that they got these reps, provided again that they can make it work with Jimmy Slade, right? But I do feel like this Tyler, since he's come back and gotten healthy, this is meaningful.
So something I mentioned on my podcast was the role players have reps. Max, Gabe, Duncan, you know, Edmund, all these guys have not shot the ball and not played as well.
Have they regressed, or have they been asked to do more than they did last year? So it's weighing.
Yeah, that's part of it. So, like, regardless, the ultimate outcome is these guys are not producing to the level that they did last year, where they'd go on the road against Phoenix and absolutely destroy them. So if that's going to be the case, what you need is somebody at the top to get better. Jimmy is Jimmy. Bam being a better player absolutely elevates your ceiling. And then the next phase of that is Tyler, which, and Brady, I'm sure that you've seen this as well. I think throughout his career, he's been a guy that sees and play a second late. And I think this season, when that help steps up, he is getting rid of the ball on time. And at times, and Ethan, last game, and even to this game a little bit, he'll run an action, and he'll take a half little dribble. And this is a little bit of Kyle in him. He kind of takes a half second, that change of pace. He draws a defender to jump, and then he baits that. That's the difference between manipulating a defense and giving what a defense takes. And that step is enormous for them, for their potential, for him. If they get better, it's going to be on him and Bam getting better. Because I think depending on Jimmy and Kyle, I mean, I think Kyle's probably been about as much as you can expect given his age. And to ask Jimmy to do any more than he has is absurd. So you're going to need your two young cornerstones that you have committed max salaries or close to max salaries to improve them. Because you can't be asking Max and Gabe and Duncan and Devin and these guys, hey, make this championship good. That has to come from the top.
All right, I only got one more here because I have a feeling my companion is buying the entire store. So we're going to. What's in that bag?
That's tropical distiller stuff. It's good stuff.
It's good stuff.
It's good stuff.
That's right. Oh, my God. Okay, we're going to go. I'm going to close. Well, you can't give it to Brady.
That's interesting. We got me through that second quarter.
We do want to mention before we leave here tonight that this is a great spot. We'll probably do more watch parties from here. Tropical Distillers in Alameda. Very hospitable tonight. We had our guy Mercy here tonight, who does the theme song for Five on the Floor. He was here tonight. If you know the DJ Marcus Schultz here in Miami, he was here tonight hanging out with us. We had a good crowd with the four of these in the future. But Brady, just to close here, give me the prescription for Friday night. Is it just Jimmy plays? Or if Jimmy doesn't play with him?
Yeah, I think it pretty much is Jimmy plays, because I don't know if you can do more than you did tonight. The only difference is maybe there is an adjustment defensively where Tatum doesn't score 49, because I think there's a part of this where you can kind of withhold the fact that they shoot like a crazy number from three or from the field, because they've done that all the season and they've lost doing that. But it's tough because we talked about it on yesterday's podcast where we were talking about the game. We were talking kind of in the context of when they didn't have Jaylen Brown because he was out. Him playing changes everything, because we know what Miami can do against a team that has one single guy. They'll just blitz him like no other, and they'll force 4-on-3s on the opposite side, and they'll bet on that. You cannot do that when Jaylen Brown's playing. And you can't do that when you're having to play zone, because there's no guy to guard Jaylen Brown. There's no Victor Oladipo who had like forced him into 7 turnovers in the one game postseason. So there's just a lot to change there with the Jaylen Brown factor. So the counter is the Jimmy Butler factor. But I'm interested in what they do, because something I talked about that they could do defensively in this game that I didn't really see them get to, I guess, too much because they were focusing on the zone, is what they did in the Suns game, where they pretty much it's different, because if they had Chris Paul, could they do the same thing? This is the Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum conversation, but where you just basically, you're going to blitz the Jason Tatum or Jaylen Brown type, but you're going to drop on the Marcus Smarts and the Derek Whites and those types. But the issue is that tonight, like, those guys were hitting too. So it's just it's a hard dynamic, because this team isn't the Suns. Like, this Celtics team is playing at a very high level right now. So it's more of like adjustments throughout a game. I don't think this is a game plan thing where you're heading into a game and do one thing, because you don't know what that game is going to be. It's going to be a totally other game. So, but some of the positives, like you were talking about before, offensively, I thought Tyler was really good. So you talked about his four game. I thought there was plays where they were spamming the Tyler Bam pick and roll that moment. Like, they were just going to that, and Haywood Highsmith got, like, three threes off of that action because they were having to pinch down off Haywood. That's the shot you want if you're Boston and Nipa City. You have the Max Strus factor, third quarter. What was it, 17 points and five threes, like, in a very short span. They were just spamming because Horford's sitting in that deep drop. They liked what they got there, so they got him off handles, got him off pick and rolls. Bam, in isolation. I think every single one of his points, not everyone, because I'm sure he got some up. Almost most of his shots were self-created. Like, he was going off isolations, transition, and all that type of stuff. So there was a lot of good things individually that you'd like to see, but it's more about this two-game set and how they're going to adjust. And like we just started this off, Jimmy Butler's going to be the biggest factor.
The other takeaway from tonight, before we close, is Malcolm Brogdon's going to be a huge problem. Like that, right? There's no question. Like, the upgrade there to Malcolm Brogdon, because you talk about what they did to Phoenix. Malcolm Brogdon kept getting into the teeth of the defense and making that for him. That's a problem.
He could do that.
He is right. No, he's not. Malcolm Brogdon. That's what we learned tonight. That he could have used Jimmy Butler, and Malcolm Brogdon is not Cameron Payne. All right. We also learned Drop of the Slew is a great place to host a watch party. Thanks to G here for stepping in here, John Connor Novice, to Brady, to Alex, to everybody. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Check over at see Greg tonight. He's on with Al for the crew on Hag Overtime tonight. And that's our plane. They're coming. No, I think I sunshine pump tonight.
Imagine when
they won the championship tonight. He did.
He played well and they got Leif. That's a good.
All right. Have a good night, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the Five on the Floor on the Five Regional Sports Network.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.